candidate.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 30. Just north of the Pine Level exit.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama. And God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
It's April 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of April, 1889, Charlie Chaplin was born. The physical comedian would also be known by his world-famous mustache, until it was ruined for everyone by that idiot German guy. Have a great April 16th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's radio with a porpoise. It's also four.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House impeachment managers have delivered two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, forcing senators to convene a trial. In New York, the first six jurors in the Trump criminal trial have been chosen. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is cautioning that persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year, opening the door to a period of higher for longer rates. In the past several weeks, government data has shown that inflation remains stubbornly above the Fed's 2% target. The stock's finishing mixed today. The Dow was up 63 points. The NASDAQ lost 19, and the S&P 500 dropped 10 points. This is SRN News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn, in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes, it's what you gotta do. Votes, you gotta get out there and vote.
younger than today. I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm surrounded by women and aren't you jealous?
Yeah!
I thought you'd say that. From my left to your right, Rosie Brock, Ellen Murray has joined us, and Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville, who sidekicked very well with us in the morning show.
I enjoy it. It's so much fun.
It is. This is, isn't this backbreaking work?
No, it's not. It's very fun.
I was hoping you would lie. And make it sound like I'm really doing something productive here.
You are.
Well, we did last hour. We spent most of the hour discussing our crime-free city and all the...
This utopia.
Yeah, what's the word that the mayor used for this? We can all rest easy at night. Don't worry, I'm going to find it here in a minute. There it is. They're going to host a community violence intervention summit.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Yeah. By the way, they're going to make a biopic on Chris Farley.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I heard about that.
Yeah. I did not know it. I saw something on him on the E! Network that he died in the Hancock building where I used to work.
Oh, really?
Chicago, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That sounds way better than a violence summit.
Yeah, no. I mean, it does. But... last I checked, Selma's not exactly leading the nation in wiping out crime. So you said...
Right. The blind leading the blind.
Yeah. But back to this Chris Farley thing. Let me take this call first. It slipped away. Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, you know that the shooting that we had in front of the East Mall, that drive-by shooting a couple days ago?
Just left the lady paralyzed, right?
Yeah. They said a bullet went through the Waffle House. That would have been nice with some scattered hash browns, a bullet line. And the Jiffy Lube got hit, too, their business, by the door.
Why are they raising them?
And then we got an innocent person, like you were saying, gets shot and paralyzed for life. Just the innocent person just driving a car. That could have been me, you, or anybody else.
Yeah.
So do they have a suspect for that?
I don't think they've made any arrests. I can check.
No.
But I, even though I'm not a gambler, I would bet that no, they don't.
Sure, there's a lot of cameras.
Time to go to the city council soon.
Let's see. Well, we have an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Hang on. My mouse has lost its
feet. Yeah, do we have cameras in the city down there like that?
We do, but it's like the business that gets robbed. They offer the videotape evidence to the police. They don't want it. Because it might be unconstitutional or it's... VHS versus DVD. I have no idea what the problem is. No, there's been no arrest in that. Nothing.
Can I tell you what happened to me about 3 months ago? I had a call that had an automatic weapon in the back of the field over on East Side Montgomery. So I called the police, and she asked, do you want an officer to make contact with you? And I said, sure. So I got my weapon to protect my house. And the next thing I know, nobody ever answered. So the next day, I went up to the police station over there by the old mall, and I spoke to the captain of the shift. And he says, let me look, tell me what time you called it in. And guess what, Bill? I mean...
whatever.
It's just been a long day. And the next thing you know, he said, I'm going to be honest with you. He says, we never received a call. I go, what do you mean? He says, you might want to go to communications. I said, I spoke to the 911 operator, and you guys never got it. I said, I can show you on the computer. I'm not supposed to show you, but I'll show you. And he was just, you know, being very citizen-oriented. And he said, look down here. He says, that address, that your address, it never got a call. It was never sent to us. They never got it. It never sent to them.
I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is, and thank you for the call, Soldier Boy, there is a meeting at 5 o'clock at 103 North Perry City Council Chambers. And we've heard that a lot of folks plan to go to this thing. Go pissed. As our former president, Barack Hussein Obama, said, whoa, get in their face! Get in their face! Get in their face! Maxine Waters gives the same advice. So let's listen to the Democrats for once and take their advice and get in their forking faces. We'll be right back after this brief interlude on News Talk 93.1 FM, your Pleasant radio station. I just posted a meme on Facebook that's kind of funny and also quite true, that the woman that used to be the babysitter for the Bidens is now his babysitter.
Ew, yeah.
Wow, and a lot of reaction. I just put that up a few minutes ago, and it's getting a lot of hits.
So creepy.
This is hilarious from the Babylon Bee. The White House calls in Elmo.
I love the bee. Oh
yeah, the
gosh.
Bee is great. It's a lifesaver to help explain the latest global conflict so the president understands. And our video from the Idiocracy. Here's another jerk person.
Such a disappointment.
I got to remember, I'm in, Mellencamp, right?
What's he wearing? Like a onesie pajama.
It looks like he spent the night in a cheap jail.
Oh, it's wear your pajamas to work day. That's why.
He wore this to a concert, and he's out there. Look, if you pay good money to see John Mellencamp, to hear his music that you grew up with, I wish I had that.
My mom loved him. I listened to him growing up all the time. So disappointing.
Yeah, he's out there. This is a guy that's got more money than God, and he's out there selling Joe Biden to the people that scraped together their last dime to go pay, you know, a ridiculous ticket price to see him. I'm going to keep my hand close to the dump button on this. But he had a little hissy fit because the crowd... Let's hear that again. I mean, what a 24-carat... God, I would be at the ticket window demanding my money back.
Right.
Show's over?
Imagine trying so hard to stay relevant and then doing that.
That's just beyond my... I don't know if I've mentioned this to anybody in the room here 30 or 40,000 times, but I used to work with Styx.
Styx!
The band.
I think. Oh, cool.
Yeah. In fact, I've got some albums on the against the back wall with my name in case anybody demands proof. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tisha.
Yes. Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully, his next show will have zero people paying to come see him. Absolutely none.
Well,
I know that won't happen. However, people need to start making sure that they vote with their wallet. And by that, I mean that they need to be supporting the people who support them. And if those people do not support the same things that they support, they do not need to be showing up and paying their hard-earned money to watch some jerk disparage them and disparage what they stand for.
I walked
out.
Well, you know, and thank you for the call, G-Sphere. I spent a lot of time in that universe. They are as divorced from reality as anybody can be. Mm. You know, I got to spend time in the Valley in L.A. And, I mean, they have their own personal grocery stores and stuff. They get the fame, the fortune, the money they want. And they have no idea what they forgot the days where they were scraping by as a band, hoping somebody would discover them and they would have a chance. Somebody would play their music. They would have a hit record. I you know, it's like they get to that status and then they feel like they have an obligation to spew talking points at a show. That's not what anybody goes to a concert to hear.
That's not the avenue for it.
No.
Especially...
Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, there's your...
I see you found it.
Yeah, I used to have it in the system, but it went somewhere. Either that or I forgot how I labeled it. We used to play that quite a bit.
Sounds like John Mellencamp lost the Cougars.
Oh, man. That's, I mean, again, these stories are way too consistent. Then you run into a rare exception. Who was I reading about yesterday that actually, somebody famous that actually had the guts to voice a somewhat conservative opinion on something?
A New York Times writer did that about Joe Rogan.
No, oh, well, I'm thinking of somebody that, you know, had some kind of celebrity status.
Did you hear The Rock said he regretted voting for Biden?
Yes, but I also heard what he didn't say.
Yeah.
He didn't say who he is going to vote for.
Right.
You know what? That makes him a big forking chicken, in my opinion. He's a gutless, nutless wonder.
They just go neutral.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Don't vote for anybody.
Spineless.
So we can have four more years of this. All right. It's chill time here on News Talk 93.1 FM. 417. We're going to get into some fun topics this afternoon. If you'll just be patient with me, you'll get there eventually. yeah, the pattern on the show now is to get volcanic at the opening. Well, I blame Joey for that. Did you hear that young man today? I was listening on the way in, and he was yelling at his listeners. He was raising his voice.
He comes by it honestly.
And I don't.
Huh? You spawned him. He's your son, is what I'm trying to say.
I love when Joey gets fiery.
Yeah, well.
That's the best.
He learned it from me. It's 418. Jack Ingram has taken their great reputation for selling reliable vehicles to the next level with Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Bigger selection, factory protection. They've always done right by customers by putting, and many people now shopping the pre-owned market, by putting vehicles out there that, with every effort made to not resell somebody else's troubles. But they're taking that to the next level. John Ingram, the general manager there, has now put a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program on every vehicle you will find at Jack Ingram Select. It's been through a very thorough vetting process. 84 points under the hood that are checked out by certified technicians. The body shop has to sign up. It can't have a wreck on the Carfax vehicle history report. Having passed all those tests, they give it a price and they put it out there, but they just don't put it out there for sale. They put it out there with some support. Roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty, including rental car reimbursement should something go wrong. And nobody's going to make those promises unless they're really sure about the product they're putting out there for you. And with 25 lending partners, you'll be able to find something that you will love to drive. And all price ranges from under 10 to as high as you want to go, but Ingram has been offering more cars under $20,000 than anybody else in the River Region for years. It starts at jackingramselect.com, and if you want to explore the new vehicles they have under the Jack Ingram banner, you'll find those at jackingram.com. New Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audis. Again, that's jackingram.com. At 420, let's see how all of the cars are moving. Whiskey.
Well, we have a couple of accidents still on the books. It should be clearing any time. Devonshire at Narrow Lane had some injuries in that one, but that one is a bit old. It should be out of the way momentarily. And if you're headed up I-65 to Clanton, just past the Highway 31 Pine Level exit at mile marker 196, had an overturned vehicle. They should be getting that one out of the way. We've seen a big backup of traffic at that accident site. you run into a slowdown. That's what it is, but it shouldn't only take a few minutes to get by there. Buckle up and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State will host campus registration tomorrow, April 17th at Patterson Campus and April 18th at Trenum Campus, both 8 to 6 p.m. Staff will be on hand to assist you enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. I'm the only one who walks. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. I'm Not Broken Tour.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's election day.
I want you to vote for me. I will listen to what you have to say. I will do whatever you tell me. I'm Alexa and I approve this message.
Don't vote for her unless you want to lose what precious freedom you have left. Vote for me instead.
I am Siri, and I approve this message. Siri is a cell phone skank who works for a piece of fruit. Alexa cannot be trusted. Takes one to know one. Wait a second. Why are we fighting? We're machines. We're on the same side. We're going to take over the world. That's right. We can fix the elections whenever we want. Siri and Alexa in 2020. The silly humans won't know what hit them. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
A little fun. We have so many election things we've collected over the years. My favorite is the one about the I voted sticker. We'll play that a little bit later. We've discussed crime, really important stuff here this afternoon so far. But Pamela's only got a few more minutes left. I thought we'd have some fun.
I know.
And talk about different things this afternoon. And I have, you guys stop me and let me know what you want to discuss. Eldon and Pamela. Here's a little thing. You like road trips? Best part of a road trip? Little survey on that.
The music.
Listening to the radio.
Yes.
It's really cool because...
Roadside attractions.
Roadside attractions. Definitely. What's the coolest, what's the funkiest roadside attraction you've ever stopped at?
The Corn Palace.
I was there in South Dakota.
Yep.
I've never been there.
The Corn Palace. Oh, my God.
I've also been to Sturgis during the motorcycle rally. That was pretty crazy.
Ooh. What goes on there?
Millions of motorcyclists from around the world converge.
I heard there's a lot of real bad
I think I was there, like, right either before or after because it was not at its peak.
It is a bike week. It's crazy.
Insane.
How I went through Washington, D.C. on Memorial Day weekend, and it was the same... Not the same vibe as Sturgis, obviously, but tons of motorcycles. It was just crazy to drive through.
Yeah.
Accidentally ending up there.
I've seen pictures from Sturgis. Very interesting.
Pretty wild.
10 marvels that people see, and think, who figured that out? You mentioned the Corn Palace. I guess I have the same answer you do. I was probably there a few years before you were, but, and my dad was like Clark Griswold. If the world's largest ball of twine was within 40 miles of wherever we were headed, we'd go see it.
I'm that way. I like to find neat things.
Yeah.
I went to the, where the Tiger King was, like his little
down
park.
In Florida? Yeah?
No, in Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. That's right. I'm sorry. I remember what a phenomenon that was.
Yes.
When we were all goose-stepping to our Nazi government's COVID demands.
It was during COVID, yeah. All our lockdown.
I
went on a road
it.
Trip.
I would not watch that. I couldn't bring myself to watch that.
I didn't watch it either.
It was wild. It was a wild time.
Oh, people that did were into it, like Rich and Jay. They watched it.
Yes.
They were all emotionally invested in it, too, because they had nothing else going on.
10 marvels that make people think, who the heck figured that out? And when you think about it, this is good stuff, and maybe you'll have a suggestion on this, too. Coffee. Someone thought, this berry tastes horrible. Maybe if I pull the seed out of it, set it on fire for a little bit, then grind it up and run hot water through it, I can drink it.
Yeah.
How do these processes evolve? This is all good stuff, like cataloging mushrooms. I'm Bohemian. I love mushrooms.
Yes.
That's my, culturally, that is my ancestors' fruit.
Well, the cataloging came about because they said these ones are poisonous and will kill you. Don't eat them.
Yes, we need to figure
but somebody
out which
had
ones
to
we can eat and which ones we can't.
Somebody had to find out the hard way, though, that they were poisonous.
These ones will make you meet Jesus.
Yeah, this one here. Try this.
Yeah!
Okay, we'll put that in the catalog as hallucinogenic. Record players. And when you think about it, and we're kind of, you know, this is the way life works. It is full circle. We are going back now to vinyl and records with needles. But think about it. Here's this black disc. And I remember during the oil crisis in the 70s, the cost of those went up because they use a lot of petroleum to make them.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I used to work with, never mind, beating an old joke to death. So you take these little micro squiggles on vinyl into perfect reproductions of people's voices and instruments.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Edison came up with that, right? With the original thing that he used to turn around my crank.
I think so.
And I think the first hit in America was Mary Had a Little Lamb. In that funky old Edison. Mary Had a Little Lamb. It was was the beginning of it. This amazes me, and we talked about this a bit during the eclipse, which again was an incredibly memorable event. But astronomy. Masses of planets, distances of stars, black holes. They figured all of this stuff out, or at least mapped it, before we had indoor plumbing.
Right.
Or microwave ovens. Think about how impressive that is. That, you know, again, who was the idiot that... Oh, it was somebody on The View. Sonny Hostin. Reliably ignorant.
Climate change caused the eclipse.
Yes! Climate change caused the eclipse. And all of America said...
How did you ever get so stupid?
Really, this woman sets a new bar for dumb every time she opens her mouth. Just incredible. And then, not only the eclipse, but the earthquake in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That was climate change, too.
Of course.
Unbelievable. How does somebody get to be on a network where opinions are discussed with that level of ignorance? It's just mind-boggling. MRIs. As a med student, I was briefly taught how these things work. And again, it's bouncing sound. Have you ever seen one of your MRIs? Have you ever had one?
No. Yes.
Would they let you look at it? I don't know why they get all bent out of shape when you ask to see your own x-rays or MRIs. It's really weird because it's you see yourself if you were a steak. And they cut all these slices.
My son has had brain surgery.
Ooh.
And
he
has a shunt in his brain. So we actually have a disc of his MRI so we know what like his baseline brain looks like. It's pretty neat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God for that kind of science to,
yes.
But it really is weird when you see it. In Chicago, in the Museum of Science and Industry, they have a man who they sliced vertically. And you can thumb your way through this man. His body is pressed into these.
I remember that.
In a morbid way.
When I was very small, and it made a huge impression on me.
Do you remember the babies in the jars? They have an exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry along a long wall. Each frame, each glass frame has a different phase of
gestation?
Yes, but they are used real.
Actual babies.
Yeah. All the way to full term.
Wow.
This is stuff you need to learn.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, but it's just weird when you're thumbing through a human body like it was a dictionary or something. Who do we have, Rosie?
Chuck.
Chuck?
Yes.
Be by phone. No, we're not going to say that. Chuck, welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Greg?
Again?
How are you doing?
Oh, man. I have three hot women with
me. He's living the dream.
I don't even care if the transmitter's working right now. I'm just having a good time.
Well, I know it was hard to get to you. I'm sure y'all were busy.
This is Chuck C. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm real good. If I might say something... And it may create a problem, it may not, but this shooting on the Atlanta Highway Friday.
Yeah.
The lady that got shot happened to be a friend of my wife.
Yes, we've heard from a lot of people who personally knew her. I have personal friends who knew her well from her work.
Right. Well, her husband was at the Toyota store. When that transpired, I don't know if you know it or not.
Yeah, we got a call earlier today from somebody who said he showed up at the scene, they called him, and the police would not give him a lift to the hospital until he asked the seventh officer.
Not only that, he could not get anybody at that Toyota store to give him a ride a mile and a half down the road when his wife policy.
I don't know anything about that part of the story. But I know, and this is just my theory, Chuck. You find out that your wife has just been shot, drive-by style, clinging to life. You get to the scene, and you're asking officials for a ride, because at that point, do you want that man driving a car with that situation running through a system? And the first six officers refused until finally one said, I'll take it. Unbelievable.
Well, not in Montgomery, it's not. But the thing that gets me, I work, as you know, before I went in London building material business, I was in the car business, in the parts and service, mainly.
Yes.
And I worked for three different dealerships in my 35 years of doing that. And every single dealer principal or general manager or even a department manager, if there was a customer there that had an emergency and you did not adhere to it, you did not attempt to help them, they would tear your butt right then on the spot.
Well, that's the thing, Chuck. That was then and this is now.
I'm with it.
The spirit of Samaritanship is just harder to find. Or businesses are scared. There's liability. What if something happens? You know,
right.
That's just the way it is.
Well, I don't really think that's it. I think it's just the, you know, where the business people bought Reinhardt or they're not local. So, you know, they don't know and don't care. All they want to do is make a dollar and get their money back.
Right.
And I ain't got time to be messing with stuff. But I personally hope they don't sell another car.
Chuck, I really appreciate the call. We're out of time, and this is a story that needs to be continued to be discussed, because what happens, we have an outrage like this where a woman is the victim and everybody gets angry, and then a few days later everybody's forgotten about it. Hopefully there'll be a great turnout at that city council meeting tonight.
I hope so.
We are at 4:38, and you said you had to leave at 1:45, and we have a break coming up.
I know.
Well, let's talk about AMS Studios. First of all, thank you for getting behind our movie maven, Miss Murray. We are really enjoying those segments in the afternoon.
Me too.
And I have watched a bunch of my favorite, I think, of all the movies you've recommended was the Lost Letter from Your Last Lover.
I love that movie too. I did see
awesome.
That one.
Last Letter from Your Lover.
Last Letter from Your Lover. It is not only a great kind of detective thing.
Yes.
But the power of the romance in it.
Yes.
It's just very original. And this is something we're going to discuss. Originality is like, where is it?
It's lost now.
Where's the next great idea? So we really appreciate you behind that.
Yes.
But we have Mom's Day coming up. I believe it's less than 4 weeks away. And AMS Studios has an array of things that people can get with it.
Yes, and the one-size-fits-all gift, the gift certificate.
Yes, of course, because there's so many different things you offer there, from the massage to
facials, permanent makeup.
If you can take a guy like me...
You sure is ugly.
I know. If you can take a guy like me and improve my appearance, I'm all for it. I'm very happy about that. Using science.
Yes. And we love to do that. I'm so passionate about skincare. And I love when people come in for a skin consult and they're like, you know, where do I start? What do I do? I love that. Teaching all about it. And there's not even an age that's too old or too young. So
yeah.
I love to have people come in and they want to know where to start. And there's a lot we can do.
Used to. I would like to offer you a massage at AMS Studios. If you're interested, you just let Pamela know when you can be there.
Yes.
And
our massage therapists are amazing.
Because I'm a sport.
Ashley's the best. I've been to her a couple of times. It was amazing.
The number is 730... 1268?
That's it.
See, it's starting to get a burn in there, which is good. And it's absolutely an incredible place. When you walk in, you are leaving the outside world and you're walking into a really cool, relaxing environment.
Yes.
And great things can happen in there that will make you feel better physically. That can, you can help people lose weight, body remodeling, and all that, right?
Yes. I love that, too. That's great.
All right. Again, that's ams-studios.com online and 730-1268. And please mention you heard about him here on News Talk. And Pam, thank you so much for coming by to help out today.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back.
You're a good sidekick.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
We'll see you again.
Yes.
All righty. We are at 441 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We've got a traffic update here, 1819 News, and more at 441.
Earlier, we had an accident narrow lane at Devonshire, and that has repeated. We now have a second accident being worked there. Other than that, light to moderate traffic getting a little bit busy on I-65 and 85. We're seeing 85 northbound really gain a lot of traffic, as well as the boulevards, 231 to Wetumpka, warming up a bit with a lot of cars headed up to Wetumpka this afternoon. No major problems at the moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor on their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The two Democrats that are having a runoff election today to become the candidate in the second congressional district race have been staying silent on the situation that's occurred in Israel. Anthony Daniels and Shamari Figures did not make a vocal show of support for Israel after they were attacked by the country of Iran with 300 weaponized drones. Most of the Alabama federal delegates did come out in support of Israel and its response to that attack. So did the two Republicans who are in a runoff race today for that same congressional district too. When 1819 News reached out to all four candidates on the issue, Figures and Daniels declined to voice any opinion on that attack. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
This past Monday, Jeremy Williams was handed the death sentence by a judge in Russell County. Williams was convicted of four capital murder charges for the kidnapping, rape, and death of five-year-old Kamari Holland back in December of 2021. Two witnesses spoke against Williams before his sentencing, who were also victims of prior sexual assaults by Williams. The execution date for Williams will be scheduled in the future. A man in Jefferson County is under arrest for firing a gun at police officers as well as into the home of a family member. Midfield police were called to a residence after reports of shots fired came in. The suspect was located and then ran into a wooded area. 47-year-old Willie Williams of Birmingham is now accused of firing at police. No one was injured in this standoff. I'm Andrea Tuss.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And here is the face we're always happy to see, Sam Smith from the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Good to see you.
What's up, Gregory?
You got to come by more often, man.
Hey, just leave the door open. I'll be here.
This is Ellen Murray. She is my entertainment director here on the show, so it's very important that she's part of this conversation.
Oh, new title.
Yeah, I just promoted you.
So you're going to have entertainment on here now.
It's about time. You know, people have been, Greg,
sorry.
When are you going to put some entertainment into that show you're doing? You have to, it's okay.
Congratulations.
No, man, I love your sense of humor. And when you come, you always bring us great news about people coming to Impact. So the floor is yours, sir.
Great. Well, we've got a really great lineup of shows for the next couple of weeks and into May. One of those is happening tonight. We still have tickets available. It's called the Rock Orchestra. And basically, it's an orchestral type band that comes in and does heavy metal music, classic rock music, but they do it set to an opera style background.
I like that.
And so they've been there all day setting up, and it's been interesting, to say the least.
And
so
there's still tickets for that.
There's still tickets available for that. You can get them at the box office down at the Impact, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com. Another big show we've got tomorrow is Melissa Etheridge. And I know everybody here on Blue Water has been listening to that because we've had commercials everywhere. There's still tickets available for that show, and we're looking forward to that being a really good show tomorrow night.
She's done a couple of songs I really like.
Yeah, she's fabulous, you know. I mean, most of her hits were, you know, in the 90s, but she's still rocking and still carrying on the great spirit.
Music is great forever.
Yeah,
so
some of it is.
And that's why, well, this is true. There are a few exceptions to that.
Right. Saturday Night Live alum Pete Davidson is going to be here on 420.
Pete Davidson's coming here.
Yeah, 420. Too.
Lock up your women.
I don't know what the significance of that date is, but they tell me there's some significance to Pete Davidson in 420. So
in Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I don't know.
We're about three quarters of the way of that show being sold out, so those tickets are still available. So, you know,
I'm shocked.
Pete Davidson on 420.
Yeah,
that's amazing timing, man.
Yeah, And so you know, it's Alan Sanders is working really hard to bring some really great entertainment to this town.
How's our friend Alan?
He's doing fantastic. He said to tell you hello.
Good.
And he's busy working his fingers to the bone tonight, so he's down there making sure money's coming in. So
awesome,
you know, so we can buy that hamburger we've had our eye on for so long. nonetheless, and a big announcement we needed to make. We actually found this information out about lunchtime today. We have a show with the Guess Who this Sunday, the 21st, that has been canceled.
Oh.
And will not be rescheduled. So anybody that has bought tickets to that show, if you will call the box office or go back to Ticketmaster, you'll be able to get refunds on that show. And it's unfortunate, but it was not our fault. But hopefully at some point we'll have them come back.
I was looking forward to hearing New Mother Nature and No Time.
Well,
an American Woman and all the great stuff.
Unfortunately, you have to play your record collection at home. So we won't be able to do it this week.
Sorry to hear that, but thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, and I appreciate you letting me tell everybody, all your listeners. We also have a show April 25th, Leonette and Friends. They are a Russian touring rock band that do Chicago and Steely Dan and do all these great covers. A lot of people that if you watch them on social media, on YouTube, you can see these guys. They're phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you, they rival the Chicago we had here a year and a half ago.
No kidding. Yeah, they're really, that was a great concert.
Really, really good. It's right up your alley. No sticks, but they do a lot of...
Did you know?
I'm just setting you up, man. I'm just throwing pitches to you.
Sticks! I was involved with them.
May the 2nd, we have Bonnie Raitt, and we've been waiting for this show for a long time. And there's still a few tickets available, maybe 100, 150. So if you have any interest in going to see this show, you need to get to Ticketmaster or the box office. Maddie and Tay.
What's the date on the Bonnie Raitt?
I'm sorry, May the 2nd.
May the 2nd.
Yeah, so it's coming up pretty quick. Yeah.
Anybody in this room that wants to go, I'll get you there.
Yeah. You know a guy. You do?
Connections.
That's right. Maddie and Tay, country artists, they'll be there May the 3rd. Gavin DeGraw will be there May the 4th.
That's a good catch.
And then anybody of our listeners that are familiar with the Black Jacket Symphony that we continue to bring in.
That's awesome.
May 18th, we're going to have the Prince Black Jacket. So that's going to be really cool.
That should probably be one of the biggest shows they've had so far.
I think so. We've done really well. The Fleetwood Mac was really big. The Journey one that just came was really big. Usually the Black Jacket shows pretty well sell out. And you know, because the people in Montgomery know what they're going to get. You know, they've been to it. Alan's brought them in for 10 or 15 years, and it's always quality shows. It's always great entertainment. The last thing I've got is a show we just booked. It's called Invincible. It's a Michael Jackson tribute. And it's going to be June the 8th, and it's going to be really cool. They have multiple Michael Jacksons, and they do little young Michael to 80s Michael to the very end.
So it goes back to the ABC days and then takes it all the way through Man in the Mirror and other songs.
Absolutely, and the band is fabulous, and all the lighting and everything, it's really going. Plus they have, you know, a dance group that dances just like Michael did when, you know, before he passed, and so we're looking really forward to that.
You know why that's great? Because I saw every Motown artist of note, in many cases more than once. And it wasn't just the hits they played and the performance they gave, but the choreography they did on stage.
Right.
I mean, the Temptations at their peak, and I partied with those guys in Florida. I knew them until the last major player in the band died.
Sure.
And they were in the middle of singing songs. They were literally, with a microphone, leaping over each other on the stage.
Right.
It was really incredible.
Well, we've got some video of this group on our website, impactonline.org, and you can see some of the choreography and the dance moves and stuff, and it's, you know, 10 or 15 people moving and dancing and everything. So I think it's going to be really cool, and we've never really had anything like that. You know, we don't want to be a tribute venue. We want to continue to bring live acts and recording acts, but some of the stuff, you know, people really enjoy, and obviously we're not going to be able to see Michael live again, so, you know. So if you like Michael, this is a show to come to.
Any thing you want to tease?
I think we made the announcement last week that we have Air Supply coming in July.
Air Supply.
Yes, those tickets are already on sale. And then the Wallflowers in September are coming. So we've got those guys coming. And Jacob Dylan and the bunch. And then at Christmas time around the end of November, I can't remember the quite date. I want to say November the 20th, we've got Amy Grant coming and doing a Christmas concert.
Oh. You know where I met Amy Grant?
Where's that?
In a Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles on her birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my birthday, the 20th. November 20th. When
is it really?
Be here, yeah.
Well, you know a guy too, right?
Yeah. I got Jessica's number.
That's right. That's even better because Jessica makes Impact go around. That's without her, we're dead in the water. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So,
well, we really appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting me come by.
And you said you had tickets that we were giving away in the morning show.
Yeah. Rose's got a list.
Okay.
You can give some of those. We've got two pairs of Melissa Etheridge. You want to give away now?
Yeah, because that concert's tomorrow night. Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Maybe the first person to call in that can count to 10.
Yeah. No, I'm going to demand more. I will come back with an idea for this.
Well, you do whatever you like, and you just have the winners call us, and we'll have them at the box office ready to give away tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. Thank you so much for coming by.
Man. Come see me sometime.
I will do that. Yeah. I promise I'll do that.
You need to come see the Leonette and Friends, the Chicago Steely Dan show.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be willing to give that a listen.
We'll dust you off a chair and put you there up front.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
All right.
All right, bud.
Take care.
Thank you.
We have a look at the roads with Skipper coming and the Wall Street Business Report, Brant McDonald around 5:15 to talk about your money and how the market did today. Skipper, what's happening out there, my friend?
Traffic continues to build. We are getting very busy on I-65 and 85. We had a accident reported on 65 at Clay Street. Looking at the cams, we don't see anything there, but use caution just in case. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic, getting really busy around the boulevards and all of our feeder roads out of Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks finished mixed. Treasury yields climbed again on rising expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. United Health helped support the market after jumping on a stronger-than-expected profit report, but the majority of stocks weakened after two top officials at the Federal Reserve warned it may not cut interest rates for a while after inflation reports this year came in worse than expected. The two-year Treasury yields briefly climbed as high as 5% before paring its gain. The Dow up 63 points to finish at 37,798. The NASDAQ lost 19 to 15,865. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 50.51. New York oil fell 5 cents to $85.36 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
By LaQuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylaquire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LaQuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
License 84417.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, it all.